From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his government is ready to join any future American proposed operation to liberate the Syrian city of Raqqa from the Islamic State group. Turkish media say Mr. Erdogan made the remark to journalists traveling home with him from the G20 meeting in China. They say he told them the issue was brought up by U.S. President Barack Obama during their talks on the sidelines of the summit. Diplomats say prospects for peace in Syria remain uncertain Wednesday after the broad-based opposition group called the High Negotiations Committee presented a blueprint for a political transition in Syria. British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson called the meeting with the opposition group in London, saying there is still a chance a plan for a political transition in Syria can be made to work.
It is a plan, a vision, and a plan for Syria that is democratic, that is pluralistic, that will take that country forward.
The 25-page plan HNC leaders presented Wednesday is unlikely to be implemented as long as Russia and the United States are unwilling to compromise on their support for the two opposing sides. Diplomatic efforts to achieve a ceasefire in Syria are still hung up on what are described as technical sticking points between American and Russian negotiators. A key sticking point involves the fate of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. U.S. diplomats have expressed frustration with their Russian counterparts, whom they have accused of reversing direction on some key points in recent days. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov plan to meet in the coming days to further discuss the proposed Syrian ceasefire. This is VOA News. About 100,000 people in Syria's central Hama province have been forced from their homes by fighting between government forces and insurgents. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says nearly half of the displaced from the province are now in neighboring Idlib province, which is held by the rebels. U.S. President Barack Obama on Wednesday told a group of young people gathered from across Southeast Asia that it is not enough to dream about their plans for the future, but that they have to actually do the work.
If you had a choice of when to be born, and you didn't know ahead of time who you were going to be, what nationality, whether you were male or female, what religion, but you said when in human history would be the best time to be born, the time would be now.
In an upbeat town hall event in Laos with people involved in the U.S.-sponsored Young Southeast Asian Leaders Initiative, Mr. Obama said young people have historically been the key to progress and development. The Philippines government published photos Wednesday of what appears to be Chinese naval ships building an island in the contested South China Sea. The photos showed an increased number of ships and what the Philippines says is evidence of fresh construction of an artificial island near the Scarborough Shoal. The photos were released just before the annual meeting of the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations. China denied the accusations, saying it has simply, quoting now, maintained a number of Coast Guard vessels for law enforcement patrols in the area. The leading U.S. presidential candidates, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, are trading barbs over their national security credentials. Trump declared on his campaign website Wednesday, quote, "I'm going to make our military so big and so powerful, so strong, that nobody, absolutely nobody, is going to mess with us," end of quote. Trump outlined proposals to add substantially to the U.S. arsenal of submarines, ships, and combat troops.
"We want to deter, avoid, and prevent conflict through our unquestioned military strength."
At a rally in Florida Tuesday, Clinton scoffed at Trump's standing to command the world's most powerful military, whose budget is more than that of the next seven countries combined. Clinton said American voters, quote, "know they can count on me to be the kind of commander-in-chief who will protect our country and our troops, and they know they cannot count on Donald Trump," end of quote. Gabonese President Ali Bongo resisted calls Wednesday for a recount of votes cast in the country's recent presidential election, saying he has no power to order one. European Union observers in Gabon have said there was an obvious anomaly in election results that showed Mr. Bongo narrowly defeating challenger Jean Ping. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.